Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Liberty Eagles faced off against the Chadwick Cardinals in the championship game of the Pleasant Hope Tournament Saturday night and grabbed the win 55-43. Liberty now sits at 11-2 and will host the Mountain Grove Panthers Tuesday night at the Nest. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. The Missouri Tigers faded down the stretch during a 78-70 loss to the LSU Tigers at Pete Maravich Assembly Center on Saturday night. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies played Saturday at State Fair with more. Here's Harlan Hutchison.
Well, after putting together a six-game winning streak, the Grizzlies have now lost three straight, all in Region 16, and Saturday was the latest, and it was the same song, different verse. Bad start led to a halftime deficit the Grizzlies couldn't overcome. They end up losing at State Fair 103-86. At the half, they were down 46-39 and end up losing the game by 17. Cold start from the field. And if you hear someone say size doesn't matter that much in basketball, put this in perspective as the Grizzlies were out-rebounded in this game by a team that goes 6'9", 6'7", 6'7" across the front line, the Grizzlies' front line right now because of injury, 6'5", 6'4", 6'4". Grizzlies were out-rebounded in the game, 46-23. Leading scorer in the ball game for the Grizzlies was Ace Evans, leading scorer for the year. He has 16 points, four players in double figures, including Damani Barley off the bench, who had 12. Meanwhile, State Fair was paced J.P. Ndong. 6'7 forward had 22 points, 19 for Dayron Hall, and 21 for Daniel Garza. That loss drops the Grizzlies now to 9-11 with a real tough one coming up on Wednesday when they hit the road and go to Poplar Bluff to take on Three Rivers. On Saturday, the Grizzlies fall again, this time to State Fair by a final of 103-86. With the Grizzlies in Sedalia, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
The Zizzer Football Banquet's going to be held January 27th, 5:30 at the West Plains High School Cafeteria. The Quarterback Club will provide hot dogs and hamburgers. 9th and 10th grade athletes and families, please bring chips. 11th and 12th grade athletes and families, please bring dessert. The Denver Broncos advanced to the AFC Championship game with a 33-30 overtime win over the Buffalo Bills at Empower Field. Matthew Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams survived an incredible throw by Caleb Williams that forced overtime, beating the Chicago Bears 20-17 on Sunday night to advance to the NFC Championship game. Patriots rookie quarterback Drake May carved up the weather and the Houston Texans defense with three touchdown passes and a pair of clutch throws, guiding New England to a 28-16 victory. The Seattle Seahawks steamrolled the San Francisco 49ers in a lopsided 41-6 playoff win, punching their ticket to the NFC Championship game. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.